Beginning the current daf Masechet Yuma daf and Beis. We begin the Amud Aleph. We begin the taste of Masechet. Begin the words of the Gemara. The Esrim Amud Kamasa, and its height was 20 Amos. Now Rashi Pirish Malachim in his commentary in Sefer Malachim that we have a contradiction. That we just mentioned previously in the Gemara that the pasuk says Veshleishim Amud Kamasa and its height was 30 Amos. Says Rashi Hainu Kol Habayis Adagag. That's the whole structure up until the roof. This is we said the height is only 20 Amos. I know, Adaliyah is based Kachar Kachim. That's up until the upper story of the Kachar Kachim. But you're right, all the way to the upper roof was 30 Amos. Now, Babas and Pekamecha Peres, Parachalei, the Gemara actually, Babas, that's a Chepsim, and Babas actually asked this as a question. The Gemara answered, Esrim Amos Kemasa, this is where we say it's high with 20 Amos, it's Mispas Kerub Malamala, it's from the top of the Kerubim upwards, meaning, Shakrub Mishasa Shleima, Kerub the Shleima Melach made Hoim the Bekarka, that stood on the ground, Bishnei Tzidi Arm, from the two sides of the Arm, and Gov Meser Amos. They were 10 Amos high. Oh, so from the top of their heads to the top was 20 Amos, and that obviously makes for a sum total of 30 Amos, and therefore it's not a contradiction. Tinnik says, not to begin the words of Gemara, Kaisel Heichel Sheish, we're talking about the dimensions going from east to west. So the walls of the Heichel, that's 6 Amos. Then you have a Toshesh, you have these little chambers, these cells, they're 6 Amos. And the Kaisel Heichel, then you have the wall of the cell itself, is Chamesh, is 5 Amos. Now, since Tais of Atayim, it's a wonder. Because the Pasuk says, Malacham Aleph, Hayitziya Tachtoina, the lower cell, was Chamish Ba'am Rachba, had a width of 5 Amos. And so you see that its width was not 6 Amos, but rather 5 Amos. So how do we resolve the contradiction? Since Tais of Atayim, what you could say is, the Hachamari, Betuam Tzoy, here we're talking about the middle cell. There, in that Pasuk, it's talking about the lowest cell. Something says in the Pasuk, the middle cell was Sheish Ba'amarach, but was 6 Amos in its width. Ki Megrois, Nosin Labai Saviv, because they made these Megrois for the house all around. So, therefore, that resolved the contradiction regarding, yeah, there it's 5, because it's lowest, here it's 6, because the middle. Now, here's the re explains. What's these Megrois? Dachi Purusha Dekra. That this explanation of the Pasuk of the Megrois, that Shoi the Kaisel HaHeichel, the thickness of the wall of the Heichel, lo hayashav b'chamakam. It wasn't the same all around. Rather, it would actually be indented in Amma towards the inside by every cell, like a step. And the reason is, Shem Kain, because if you wouldn't do this, then hayitzriches lanake b'chema. You'd have to make holes in the wall, litcham b'rosh ha'kairis, to stick in the ends of the beams, shel hata, from the floor of the cell, which is also the ceiling of the cell beneath it. Brazili Rotelasis. Now, they didn't want to do that, Penyukovu, because maybe the beams are going to rot, because there's no ear space. Ella, rather, what they do, Asuas Chemas HaHeichel, they made the walls of the Heichel, which is opposite the walls of the cells, as the cells surrounded the walls of the Heichel. They made it the Nair on the west of the Kachar Kachim, Lamata on the bottom towards the ground, had a thickness of 7 Amos, of 7 Amos. The Hotzuch Legroimim and Amma, they had to diminish from it an Amma from its thickness up above, Keneged Tikras HaToam Tzai, which is opposite the floor of the middle cell, which there its length was 6 Amos. And the reason why they did that is Lahanich Rosh HaKairis, to be able to put this Amma of the heads of the beams of the lowest cell, and which is the floor of the middle cell, that it should be supported alayt kanisa on that indentation of the first one. Then they have to go ahead and diminish another second amma from the thickness of the wall, which is opposite the middle cell, which is opposite the third cell. As we're saying, we have these three layers of the cells, which that was 7 ammas. So, as we said, we need to make somehow for the beams to be supported. We don't want to knock it into the walls. So you have to keep on diminishing an amma, so it's somewhat of like a step formation, so that you could have this support. Now the figure, therefore, that was the calculation. Hatachtoina, the lowest cell, was chamesh ba'amar rachba, had a width of 5 amas in its thickness, going from the wall of the heichel to the wall of the to opposite it. But the chayna in the middle one was vav ba'amarach, had a width of 6 amas. Again, after the wall was indented a anama. And Vagimel, the third one, was Zayin Ba'amarachba, was seven amas in its width, because again we had indented from the wall of the Hechel another amma. This is within the Mishnah Mesechtas Midas in the fourth parak and the fourth Mishnah. Hatachtoina, the lowest one, was Rachba Chamesh, had a thickness of five amas. Baharayvid Shisha. What does it mean, the word Ravid, which is disputed here in this Taisus? But according to what we're saying right now, which it generally means to say the floor, but here what it means to say is that Ravid Shisha, this that we're saying that the Ravid was six amas, doesn't mean the floor of the bottom one, because we said that the bottom one was five amas thick. It's also not talking about the floor of the middle one, because we said that it, we already said that that's six. Rather, Hainu Hatikra, it's the roof of the bottom cell. Hamavsek is beino l'toat hatichoin shal gaba, which separates between it and the middle cell that's on top of it. And Vamtzais, and the middle cell was sheish, was a width of six amas. Baravid, which again, which is the ceiling of the middle one, which is the floor of the upper one, that was Zion, that was seven amas. Now, Bhiksha Ri Bamardachai. Yes, that once we're saying that we hold that the wall of the Hechel was six amas, which learned the Mishnah Masechtas Midas, that was on the bottom. And saying in the middle one, dimensions are amas, like it says in the Pasuk. So the question is, so how are we saying over here? What are we saying? If we're counting on the bottom, which the wall was six amas, because we have to figure out how the cells and the walls configure for the calculation that we're saying for the length of the going from east to west of the Beis Hamikdash. So if we're counting here on the bottom, what do you mean? So then there, as we just finished explaining, the cell was not six amas, it rather was a thickness of five amas. So how do you have that you're saying it was the chayzla hechel sheish and the toa sheish? And the ibet achayne kachashim, and if you're saying we're counting from the middle cell, so my come in the wood, he's saying chayzla hechel sheish at the walls of the hechel six. What do you mean? V'hokvan nigrim imen ha-kenegdi. You just finished explaining that you already diminished an amma from that wall. Now, based on the understanding of the Rivam, that the chayzla in the bottom was six, comes out that after you diminish, it turns into five. So how could you say that the walls of the hechel and the cell was six amas? It says Taisus Lefima Shabarashna Necha, but based on what we said, actually it makes sense. Because the Kaisal Hechel Kenegatatach Atachtainam, the walls of the Hechel opposite the lower cell, before you diminish an amma from it, how you over your Zion. Explain Taisus, no, the thickness of the wall was actually seven amas. But Kenegatatichain and opposite the middle cell of your Vop had a thickness of six amas. Like we explained, yes, we diminished an amma, but it actually started off at seven, and therefore the middle one was six amas. But here that we're saying that the cell is six, can I get a tichanet kachash? Yeah, we're actually talking about opposite the middle cell. Yeah, it's actually as we originally said, not like the Riba Mordechai is asking. Yeah, that the thickness of the wall is six amas, batavav, and the cell itself is six amas. So therefore, you have the sum total of 12 amas, as our Gemara said. Then Tais says, but we can say Tais have to take a second look. It says, wait a second. Why are we not calculating over here? Lamata, on the bottom, where Kaisala Hechel Zayin, where you said, okay, the wall on the bottom was seven amas. But, hey, and yeah, the other cell is only five amas. Because you're saying before you diminish from the wall and you make the cell bigger and you make the wall smaller. But either way, you're going to end up with the same magic number of 12 amas, which is what we're trying to show for the calculation. So why do you have to take the middle cell and the wall over there, which is six and six? You can get in the bottom, which is 7 and 5. It's going to give you number 12 anyway. So say, Yishlam, you can say, that the Tanna preferred to calculate the place, where the wall of the Hegel was 6 amas, which is the same as the eastern wall of the Hegel, which is also 6. And we prefer to say the part of this wall, which is also 6, and hence, then we have to pick from the middle, which then you get 6 and 6, and therefore we preferred it versus that of the 7 and the 5. Says Taisus, Inam in Yerlevi. Another perch says Taisus, it appears to the Ri, Shemagreyas Hoyu Bechalak Salam, that this Magreya that we were diminishing was in all the walls, Bechaisel HaHechel, in the walls of the Hechel, Ooh, Bishleishes Kaisel HaTah, and in the, not only just in the walls of the Hechel, and also in the three walls of the cells all around, Bechaisel HaHechel, and the wall of the Hechel, So actually in the bottom, its thickness was 6.5 amas, not like we just said before, 7. V'kaislata, and the walls of the cell, was hey amas emechsa, was 5.5 amas. Now, when they would diminish 0.5 amma from the height of every wall of the heichel opposite the cells, like it says in the pasuk, because we were diminishing from the walls all around, which was the thickness of the walls diminishing from every cell 0.5 amma. So nimtza comes out that hata hatachtoina, the lowest cell where we were didn't diminish anything yet, was chamesh al chamesh, was 5 by 5. And its walls, like we said, were 6.5 of the heichel on this side and 5.5 from the ta on this side. But the chayna in the middle cell was 6 al 6, was 6 by 6. After we diminished 0.5 amma from every side, and the walls of the heichel were 6 on one side and the 5 of the cell on the other side. The shlishis and the third level, which are diminished from the wall another 0.5 amma, so they were 7 al 7. So then the ear space of the cell was 7 by 7. Because like we said, you're diminishing from the walls, and therefore it adds on to the ear space of the cell itself. I, Vadiktani, this that we learned, that by the lowest one, that was a width of 5 amas, we said, Rebid Sheish, that its Rebid was Sheish in the middle, but Rebid Sheva, and had a Rebid of Sheva on the top. So I'm Marie, he explains, I know, Oirech HaMagras, HaRishayin Hi Sheish. I mean, say the length of the first Magras, is 6 amas. Lamagras Hashniya, Orka Sheba was a length of from wall to wall was 7 amas, because he's explaining Rebid not as the floor, rather the Megrois are called Rebid. As Tais explains, Bukardu Rebid, the reason why he's calling it Rebid Lefisha Megras is Kain Shur Balatis, because this diminishing, this level, like the step that we're making, is like a row that's sticking out. Kain Shashanim himself, the Tum Perakam, like we learned in Tum in the first page of Chafim Beis, that by his God L'Haya, it was a large room, Umukav Ravdim, surrounded with Ravdim. Come on, Gemara says Ravdim, and what are Ravdim? It's Gursud, it's Tavasa, it's these steps of the platforms. The Sulkabul, it's Tavasa, that you can get up to the platforms. Shal Yoisin, Kain, it's Tavais, Yavla, from the step, they made like these platform benches within benches, which is a row of stone within another row of stone. Maloisim Shalabonim, which these are the rows of stones, Shakarin de Gairid. In French, which on them they would go up to the upper platform, which was wide, which was like a bed for them. And Belashon Ravid Hushura, and the terminology of Ravid is a row, where every row was like a bench that was made within the other one. That's one interpretation. Oy Pirishri. Another interpretation the Re gives is the Nirolite appears to him, the Kaisla Hechel, Sheish, Vatoshesh, that the wall of the Hechel was 6 amas, and the cell was 6 amas. That's what our Gemara says. So it explains the Re. The Lamata Lagamar Kachashav. Actually, we're talking about totally on the bottom near the ground. Now, Avakav, that's the Mishkan de Molochim, which was how we started off with Taisvis. I says over there that Chamesh Bamarach, but that actually its width was 5 amas. So it explains Taisvis, which Taisvis is going to develop, that was by Mikdash Rishon. But Shalmasechtas Midas the Bayesheni. This that we're quoting here in Agmar from the Sefer Midrash was in the second Mishnah Midrash, which that was 6 amas. Where Hayu Chalukim Mishal Shleima. That's different than the Pasuk of Malachim that talks about the first Mishnah Midrash of Shleima Melch. And it's not such a new Chiddush. K'mashayu Chalukim Mimishkan B'Yecheskel Asid, just like it was different, the measurements from that of the Mishnah Midrash of Yecheskel, which talks about in the future in the third Mishnah Midrash, it's still B'Yecheskel, like it says in Sefer Yecheskel. Paragman Al, Basid the Parish Heichel, the Bais Kachar Kachim, after he explains the Heichel and the Kachar Kachim. So Ksiv, it says, and the width of the chain of the cell was 4 amas. What do you mean? Up until now, no one ever said any cell is 4 amas. And because it says, it's the same place. It also says over there in the Pasuk, Vatzlois, Tzela el Tzela, and all these cells, one to the other, were Shleishim, Vishalish Pam, were 32. So you see, in the sanctuary, there's only 33 cells. Yet Masechtas Midos, we learned Lamed Ches Toim, there's 38 cells. Tesvav B'Tzafin, B'Tesvav B'Darm, Mishmoinim B'Mayriv. So we have another proof that, yeah, that this we're saying Masechtas Midos is not the same thing as Sefer Malachim, because the Batei Mikdash were not all the same. No. And therefore, again, it's not a contradiction. That's the way of resolving it, but you can still say that he was talking about the bottom, even though they were also talking about the bottom, because they actually were different. Now, Rabbi Yitzchak by Mordechai Pirush, he explains, this they were saying over here, that we're quoting in our Mishnah from Midas, that the walls of the Heichal were six, which, that's opposite the middle one. And then, so the question is, so how are they both six? He says, actually, in the Heichal itself, in the walls, there actually weren't any Megrais. Actually, this that we were diminishing, not like we said up until now, was actually in the cells themselves. That is, the wall that was opposite the wall of the Heichal, even though there was Megrais, that there was the thickness of five amas, as we're going to explain. That El Betahayu, this was all, the diminishing was in the cell. I bought it non Rebid Sheish. So what does it mean the Rebid was six? So it doesn't mean the roof or the floor, or as the previous interpretation had said, the length of the rows of the stones that are diminishing. Rather, Hainashuris Avanim El Yoinim, these are the upper rows of stones, Shal Kaisl Hayitziya Tachtain, of the wall of the lower cell, which were made out of stones that were a thickness of six amas. Shalaha Monachim Risha Kaisel, on them were placed the edges of the beams. And the wall of the middle cell, which was that was wider than five, was built on that row. When that row was six amas wide, Nimsa Shaisa Balat is Amma. So obviously it means it's sticking out an Amma, which because the thickness of the walls of the cell itself that's beneath it was only five amas. So therefore, why is it sticking out an Amma on the outside and sticking out on the thickness of the wall an Amma outside? That was Lafisha Yitzrichim, because they needed to build on it the middle wall, which was five amas wide, and so therefore that they could be lichnis amma, so that they could indent an amma of mokam anachas akaris, of the place of putting the beams, and that's levilti achus bekiras abayis. So we don't have to stick it into the walls of the house like we said before. Now, benimta comes at the achshav nami. So now also kashoyu kains an amma, when they would indent an amma, that the thickness of the walls was still of the middle cell, which had a space of six amas. So still, even though you added on to the chalal an amma, but that the thickness was still five amas, and you didn't have to add on to the thickness at all, because that to be able to diminish and that to have the thickness of the walls five amas, lafisha b'mokam amma haknisa, because in the area of the amma where it was indented, which was on the top of that roivid, it was netesva amma mivachutz. You had an additional of amma on the thickness of the five amas of the wall of the middle of the bottom cell on the outside, on opposite. You had on the outside of the wall of the cell. So therefore, it's calculating the roivid as six and the wall as five. So it comes out that the wall itself, without the roivid, that it's only that the row of the Ravid, which that was the indentation, that was what we're saying had over here the six amas. It says Taisu Belay Nehirilari, but this Pirish of the Rivam does not seem correct to the Ri. Could the Lamahi receive an amma? Why did they add on the amma on the thickness of this upper cells going outwards? What was the benefit of that? Imachmas Chayzak Achayma, if it's because of supporting the wall, so that you should have at least in every place at least five amas, but otherwise, to the contrary, that addition, yeah, although it helps on one hand, but it actually makes it worse on the other hand. Because that means that the upper structure is sticking out beyond the lower one and it's actually weighing down in it. Va'oidkash also difficult because hotenech rebid sheish. Understand that, so, okay, they wanted that the thickness of the wall of the middle one should be five. But, so that's very good that they made the lower one on the top, a ravid of sheish, once for the magras, so that you could put on it the beams of the middle one. And the five that's opposite the thickness of the wall that's on top of it. That's the ravid sheish, of a ravid sheva lama. But why would you make a ravid of sheva for the middle one on top of that? Because according to him, he could he could have the Ravid that's on top of the middle one that's six, just like the Ravid that's on top of the bottom one. And the five Amas of it will be like a support for the upper wall. And the one Amma will serve the Magras to put on the upper beams. And you'll have the middle one and the one on top of it the same as a Ravid of Shesh. Why does it have to be Sheva? And moreover, that Ukshahayu Ravid Shalmala Zayin, when the Ravid on top of it is seven Amas, and on that is built the wall of the upper one, which we said was five. So Nimtza comes out, Shahaya, that this wall that was built partly on the western side, is sticking out of the wall two Amas. Because Shahaya, as we said, the thickness of the wall is five Amas. Comes out that you're remaining with the airspace of the cell, six Amas, opposite the airspace of the middle cell and the two of the Ravid. And that's what he says. What you needed to stick out two Amas for. And if you're going to say that they needed for the purposes of the Magras of the upper one, but they didn't indent in the third tier, the uppermost cell in the wall, El Amo, only an Amo to put the roof. That Shahoya Sheva Amois Rachba, because it had seven Amas in its width, which is Amachas Yesim Netachin, which is one more Amma than the middle one, which had an airspace of six. So if so, it would be sufficient with a Rebid of six, and with one Amma for the Magras, and five for the thickness of the wall. But moreover, what's difficult, says the Riz, Lafid Devarov, according to his opinion, Hayinikvin Kais Lahechel, they actually had to make holes in the wall so that they could put the beams. And obviously they weren't concerned that it's going to rot. But says the Riz, definitely would be more appropriate to be making holes in the walls of the cells, and not to make magras, than to make holes in the walls of the hechel, especially since they weren't concerned to make holes. But moreover, is the lishna of the krah, the wording of the pasuk, ki magrois nosn labayis, mashmit sounds like the hechel, that the magrois were in the hechel, and v'leitam, and not in the, and it sounds like that in the hechel there were these magrois, and not in the walls of the cells, because the lake bias, that's not called bias. And according to him, it's the Magrois were in the Ta. And that says, Taisimi Holokash, but that's not so difficult, because the Matin Lamim, you could say Magrois Nosan, that there was Magrois that were given to the Bayis, which that's Lidvir Shoyu Labayis Savim. That's for the Dvir, which was for the house all around. So I knew the case like Hatoim, which that would be for the walls of the cells which were surrounding the Bayis. Now, so this is one final interpretation. That actually the walls of the Hechel did not have no magrois, no indentation, nothing protruding outward. And they both were one thickness from the bottom going up all the way to the top. The Hechel was six and the cell was five. Now, but Rosh HaKaris, the tops of the beams were actually not placed from the wall of the Hechel to the wall of the cell. Rather, it was actually placed from the wall of the northern cell to the wall of the southern cell, which was opposite it. And the place of the placing of the beams, there was an entryway in the wall of the cell, half an amma on either side. And so too on the two cells on top of that. Now, Mechalat Ta'im Hoyu Shavim. Now, all the cells were equal in their measurements. Mimizach Ma'arim, going from east to west. Shesh Amis, which were six Amis. And that's Bein HaTachtein, Bein HaTachtein, Bein HaShlish, with the lowest, the middle, or the uppermost. That's what we said here in our mission that we quoted, that the walls of the Hecha were six. And Mekoyis LaTach Amish. And the walls of the cell were five Amis, which that was the eastern walls, which were six Amas, because there were no Magrois over there. A Matzaf and Ladarim, but from north to south, that's where the Magrois were. And that's where there was these Ravdin, which that was the roof. And yeah, the length was more than the width. And Hatachtoina, the lowest one, which the length from north to south was Hey, was five Amas. But Tachaina, the middle one, the length from north to south, that was Bav, that was six Amas. Shlish, the uppermost, its length from north to south, that was Sheva. That was seven Amas, but the width of all the cells from east to west, that was a width that was equal by them all, which was that of five Amas. So it's Taisa Bahashla Nicha. Now it makes sense what we originally asked. Yeah, that Kaisa Lehechel Bav, the walls of the Echel was six. But Toshesh, and the cell was six. But Kaisa Lehechel Chamesh, and the walls of the cell were five Amos. The Bein HaTachtayna, Bein HaTachayna, Bein HaShlitzah, because whether the lowest, the middle, or the uppermost, HaYishesh Mimizvich Lamarv, it was six Amos from east to west. The Kaisa Lehechel Shesh, and the walls of the Hechel were six Amos. But Kaisa Lehechel Chamesh, and the walls of the cell were five. Bein Lamata, Bein Lamalo, whether on the bottom or whether on the top.